Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amon. Sister Amon, did we have a glorious day today?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we hope you're all doing well. We want to bring you our edification audio, just share a few thoughts with you. We had just a nice, quiet, slow day. Well, it wasn't quiet. We had a slower day. Got some things done online. We went to a park to work online. Then one of the brothers walked down from his apartment, and I met him there. And we just had a good day in general. We had a work out an issue in the body, which gloriously we did. We're thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And what else, Sister Amon? What else went on today? It was a nice day.
I was going to ask you to define slower.
I guess when I say slower, it means we didn't have to rush, travel, get nowhere. We didn't have a preach to do. So it was in one place, but yeah, we still had a lot to do.
Yeah, we didn't have to go parking lot to parking lot.
It's not like we sit and look at the paint dry on our van, gospel van wall or anything. We always have stuff to do.
We don't have no paint on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's always things to do. Meaning slower just means we don't have to get out, yep, rush and move and here and there.
So. I got to answer an email with somebody that you've been emailing with, mm-hmm, a lady, and all the way in Tasmania.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a little island near Australia. And when some lady found us and we're emailing her, I got an email from a guy in Singapore the other day. So it's pretty amazing how the website gets out there.
I know.
And so, yeah, what else went on today, Sister Amon?
I made some soup.
Oh, it was good.
It was really yummy from the leftover turkey.
It was yesterday. A good soup day, a cooler,
yeah,
day.
Yeah, and I talked to my sisters, and we talked about,
you had a good phone
trials
call,
and the good things that come from it. And we shared a bunch of scripture verses and talked about a lot of the people from the Bible as good examples of trials and things they went through and how God used them where they were. And so we encouraged one another to be rejoicing through our trials.
Amen.
Look to learn to see what we can get out of those trials, you know, because it's going to refine us and grow and mature us, and not to, you know, fear them and to press through them.
Yeah.
You know, amen. And not to be longing for different situations or anything. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We got on the phone, as I talked about. We had an issue to deal with, and we took care of it as brothers, so that was glorious, and got some things accomplished in that sense, and we were rejoicing that God was glorified in us, so that's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We helped a brother out of some issues, and so we think everything is back on the track.
Praise God.
We helped him with some, a newer believer with some issues, and that's what the body's supposed to do.
Right.
What were you going to say?
It made me think about, you helped tear down a spiritual wall.
Yep, we tore down some spiritual walls for a young brother, and I think he's moving in the right direction.
And what are you going to do tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow you're going to clean an apartment. It's going to help clean the brother's apartment. And then I'm going to help build a wall, like a temporary wall.
Like one of those movable ones.
A movable wall.
Like a privacy wall.
Yeah, they're sharing apartments, so a little bit of privacy. And we're going to build a temporary wall. Maybe we'll have some pictures of that to share.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be awesome. So, mm-hmm, yeah, we're going to do that. We'll today we went into a store, and I got to witness to an old Baptist guy. You can say he's an old Baptist guy because he's an old guy like me. And he listened. I'm not so sure what he could understand. He might have been a little bit, he might have some struggles with his memory, and
his speech was like real slow.
Yeah,
so.
But he got a lot of truth.
Yeah, he did. He stood there for quite a while.
He did. He kept talking about the Baptist faith, and he kind of said God had created the Baptist faith, and I kind of corrected him, and I said, so we're Adam and Eve Baptists? He goes, well, no,
he
I don't think so.
He kind of stood there, yeah.
And, but he got a lot of truth. He took the gospel card, so that was awesome. I got to witness to him. And then
I thought that was a good one when you said, you know, we're Adam and Eve Baptists, because he said God started it.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
What else, Sister Amon? Anything else from you today?
Brother yesterday said, during one of the talks, he said, you know, you have to be really careful because partiality can go both ways. You know, we're always talking about partiality, normally meaning like we're gonna give more of ourselves to particular people that we hold higher than others, or closer, or love them. But yet partiality can go the other way when you're doling out rebukes or maybe disfavor and things like that. You may have a little bit more disdain for certain people than other
people. We got to be careful,
See, we got to keep a right measurement on that because God likes a just scale.
Yeah, he hates partiality.
Yeah, so we don't want to do that. So I just thought that was a good way to look at both sides of it.
Yep, we got to be.
Something to remind ourselves about.
We got to be impartial in all things.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Amon, what happened today that made us laugh? This is hilarious. I'm on the phone. Oh. I'm on a video phone call. We're down at the park, and it's pretty, yeah, I'm maybe a mile and a half from brother's apartments, and we're doing a video call, and they're over at their apartment. So I got the idea from Sister Amma, and I said, hurry up, let's get going. And we got the van packed up, and we drove to their apartment. And what did we do, Sister Amma? While I'm on the video call with them, what did we do?
Knocked down the door and surprised them.
We knocked on the door and surprised the two brothers, and they're on the phone with the brother up in Canada. And it was funny. We actually have an audio recording of it. They were audio recording, and we're all laughing, and I got to hug my brothers because the call went really good. So that was really good, clean fun. It was glorious.
It was funny.
What did we hear? We heard a knock on they heard a knock on the door, and we heard them say, somebody's knocking at the door. And the brother said, does anybody ever visit you? And he's like, never. And what did the first thing they say?
I need a gospel card.
He says, I need a gospel card. I'm like, well, that's good. They weren't afraid to answer the door. He's like, I need a gospel card.
Hey, I like hearing that. That's good fruit for that to come out right away.
Yeah, they opened the door and had a gospel card in his hand. And they were surprised to see Sister Amin and I there. So tomorrow we get to go and help them. She can help them clean. I'm going to help them organize with a wall for some privacy. So that's going to be an awesome thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. What else, Sister Amin? Anything else today?
It was just very packed full.
Yep.
You know what? I did get a big piece of fabric to sew on the bottom of your tunic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. We'll see if I have to hand sew or if I might be able to get a hold of my sewing machine. We'll see.
And I actually found a nice long sleeve, really long. It's not thick, but kind of thicker, long sleeve shirt for the cooler weather because I didn't have one. So I found one at a really good price, so that was awesome.
Yeah, that one I talked about the other day, I actually took that one back because it wasn't quite...
Wasn't big enough, wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
Now I got one that just goes with the rest of my tunics.
Oh, this one's, and it's perfect. Like, perfect. It is. It looks just like...
I just had last minute thought. I went to the store and I thought, I'm going to look in there. I went in there to fill up our water jugs. So I went into Walmart and I thought, I wonder if they got some for me. I walked over there, had them right there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it worked out really good.
Nice to have what you need.
You got a scripture verse for us today?
I do.
What, I know you always do. What are you going to share?
I have John 10. No, I'm sorry. John 17, 9 and 10. I will pray for them. I will pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine. And I am glorified in them.
I like the word thine. We don't use that word in our English anymore.
No.
Thine. You are thine, my wife.
Yeah.
Did I say that right? That's
awesome.
And then
he says, all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and yeah. I am glorified in them. So
we're part of the vine of God.
Yeah.
We're from the vine, and we're part of the vine.
Well, we're only part of the vine if we abide in him on the vine.
We got to remain.
Right.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. I got a section of scripture to read. Well, first of all, tomorrow we're going to do that project, and then we're looking forward to an event coming up this weekend that we have to find, aren't we?
If we find one, we'll see.
Actually, Wednesday we're going out with the brothers, and we're going to go to a place and chill out and have some fellowship, and we're going to have the Lord's Supper on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I want to read Colossians 1, 12 through 22. This is about redemption. That's what we worked on today, and gloriously we got it done. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, neither by the thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the ecclesia, church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, in all things, that he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, the stake, and him, by him, made to reconcile, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they should be things in earth or things in heaven, and you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your own mind by wicked works, yet now he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. I like that. It's all about redemption. That's what our Lord is about. That's what we need to be about, Sister Amen.
Right. Especially like when we're witnessing, and even if you deal with people who push against the truth, we still try for redemption up to a certain point because we love the soul and we don't get in our flesh over it.
Yeah, we redeem our time, we redeem our money, we redeem our talents, redeem relationships, we redeem people in the body, we redeem, try to redeem people in the world. We're all about redemption.
Yeah, yeah, it's not about separation and getting away from people, unless obviously biblical separation.
Unless it's called
but
for.
We want that for redemption. The reason that happens is for redemption.
Yep, to call them back.
And I was just, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. We talked about that yesterday, to reconcile people back to God.
I love that, because we have been.
Amen.
And
we're no better than anybody, we're just different.
Right. And I was thinking, so why is it you mention, where everybody can hear, that people have troubles that they need to get over?
Say that again. Why do we mention what?
That everybody, we put it on the internet. If there's issues in the body that need help with, maybe not itemizing them out, but you mention them, and that people overcome. And I was thinking, because so people know that everybody has issues, not
right.
Everybody's perfect.
Yeah, that's, we got to be real. It's like if we go out and we expose false teachers and we call out the world and call them to repent, and we call out people's sin and call them, they need to repent. If we have issues and sin in the body and we don't call it out publicly when it's a public issue, we're hypocrites.
Yeah.
So if we have a brother that has an issue, he needs to confess it. And if it's a public thing, it needs to be made public. If it's a private sin, yeah, we put it away. If he repents, no, we don't have to tell nobody. But when things are a public issue, they need to be shown so that we can be blameless and spotless and have a good reputation for our God.
Yeah, what we don't do is what we've seen in the past with people is we don't run and hide things.
No.
We explain it.
Yep.
And expose it. Not like I can think of some of the people, the false teachers we've known that we've encountered, some of them, their people, and we go ahead and we put it on the internet and they all of a sudden go clean their website out of that person.
Image control.
Like, yeah.
They're deceptive.
And that is deceptive. And yeah, we don't want to be that
no.
way. We want to be open to where not everybody needs to know every single detail.
No.
But you can know that, you know, that you're talking about redemption.
Yep, there was an issue. Somebody had to repent. They're working on it.
Yeah.
Because we want to be blameless. We were just talking about that. And also, we don't want any partiality.
Yeah, what would it look like to the people in the body if we were hiding things?
Yeah, if we call out everyone else, but we don't call ourselves out, wow, what a bunch of hypocrites we are.
How horrible would that be?
Yeah, so we don't do that. And we function as a body biblically. Doesn't mean we're perfect and never have any failures in a body, but when we have failures, we handle them, purge out the leaven, call to repentance, get it fixed, and go on. That's what he calls us to do.
Right.
So that's the difference between not living in sin, but having sin in the body that happens, dealing with it, purging it out, and then keep going.
Right.
Well, that's how we end up being complete and mature.
It's what the scriptures show
right.
us. So we just follow what it does.
Yeah, yeah, amen. So our enemies, I love that Peter says that your enemies have nothing to say about you. And I like what the Lord says. He talks about, blessed are you when your enemies persecute you, and it's unjust and for the wrong reasons.
Right. Exactly.
And that's what happens. Our enemies have to lie about us, because when we do have a fault, we repent of it and fix it. There's nothing to blame us about.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And there's nothing to call us out about, because we judge ourselves harder than anybody else judges us.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell the brothers, you don't want to be judged, judge yourself the hardest.
Right.
Test yourself and walk as pure as you can. And my brothers do that. And then sometimes new believers have some issues they don't even know, or they haven't seen, or they haven't addressed, and we have to address them, and we purge them out for the glory of God.
Well, I think that's awesome. You know, when new believers come in, they've got everybody to help them see what they can't see. We didn't have that.
Nope.
We had to stumble across it ourselves.
The Holy Spirit's
a
good teacher if you stay close to him.
Oh, yeah.
So it is possible.
But you can move along quicker when you've got experienced people and older people than you to help out.
I told the brothers today, we had nobody to help us in the first year. We shot up in truth, not because we're smart, but because we just grabbed onto God's word and the Holy Spirit, and we just rocketed straight up. Most people run to this body, this false body, this false theology, this false way, because they're not following the Spirit and the word. We said we're following the Spirit and the word, and he just kept us on the right path.
Yeah.
And we want to show that to others.
Yeah, we just want to be an example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want others to be able to do that. So.
Oh, yeah.
We boast in Christ a lot. He's brought us a long way.
Oh, it's all of him.
Yeah.
It's Amen. All of him. Yeah. Amen.
And so we want to give him glory, and we just want to help others.
Yeah, we do.
And we get to help others, so it's a glorious thing. And I'm looking forward to every time we get to witness, and every time we get to go out to an event, and then every time we gather helping brothers and sisters, it's a glorious thing.
Yeah, praise God.
Amen.
We're blessed to be able to do it.
Amen. Anything else, Sister Roman?
Yeah, just love to my sisters and all the brethren out there. And those of you who are out there on the streets and doing ministry and struggling through body life and going through the ups and the downs of it, and we don't know you, we just pray that you keep striving on and...
Let us know how we can help you.
Yeah, yeah.
We always ask, awesome. Why don't we know you?
Yeah, I know.
We'd love to know you. Because in the Bible, we're doing a verse by verse through... Philemon, I think is the right way to say that. Philemon. I think it is Philemon. And it showed how Paul cared about all of the bodies and was talking about all the different believers. So we want to know about other bodies, if there's local bodies and if they're biblical and they're our true brothers and sisters. We want to know about them. We want to care about them. We would help them. We would edify them. So we would reach out to anybody we knew that was striving and for the kingdom of God, and we had unity in doctrine. So.
And we're here. We're easy to find.
Amen. Yeah, people can find us, and we have brothers and sisters that would love to love on other people. So we're thankful to people that do email us and reach out for help and all that. So it's a glorious thing.
Right.
God's doing the work.
I love helping women who are seeking the truth.
Yeah, God's doing the work, and we see people growing, and it's an awesome thing to be a part of.
It is.
Yeah.
We're not.
So we're looking forward to resting now. It's been a long day. And we hope that God gives us a new day tomorrow, because guess what?
His mercies are new
every
morning.
You took what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Very well done. Yeah, think about that. His mercies are new every morning. So that means if you had a bad day and you messed up, repent and get going tomorrow. Put it behind you.
Or if you had to endure some trials that kind of wore you down and you're a little discouraged when you went to bed, and you wake up and you think God's mercies are new every morning, and he helps remind you of all the scripture verses of, like us sisters were talking about, trials and tribulations and what he can use you through on the other side. And
that's awesome. That's glorious.
It is.
What's on the top of the edification page today? I know there's a video of a brother putting a gospel card in a library. What else do we put up? Some deer?
Yeah, I think the deer,
I got some deer that right here were parked tonight, same place.
Yeah,
there was some a mama deer with two babies out there. I got a video of them.
That's cute,
And the link to your... Don't you have the link up to one of your audios?
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. I missed that.
Oh, we got the Alzheimer Walk.
Alzheimer Walk preaches
Alzheimer
up.
Alzheimer Walk preaches up.
We put the Alzheimer Walk preach up, that we did yesterday. That's up for you to watch. So go check that out and be blessed by it. And remember, we were just talking about, last thing, focus on Christ, not your circumstance.
Yeah.
Let's leave it right there.
Amen.
We love you all. Go forth. Shine the light of Christ. We're here to help you.
And look up, not down.
Amen. Christ is coming. God be praised.